Hi, I'm Al Mancini, the creator of the Neon Feast app, which offers honest recommendations for all levels of great Las Vegas dining, both on and off the strip. It's unvarnished insights from local chefs, restaurateurs, and food journalists. And when I want the best food intel for Southern California, I listen to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA Radio.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball, and the Halos are home tonight. It's the middle game in a three-game set with the Minnesota Twins, hoping to even things up. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Do appreciate you being out there. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Well, I really look forward to these visits because every couple of months, Culture OC's food writer, Anne-Marie Panarincan, is nice enough to pop in studio and catch us up on all the doings of Orange County and environs from her own point of view. And as always, it is a pleasure to welcome Anne-Marie Panarincan back to the SoCal Restaurant Show, sitting across the console from me. Anne-Marie, good morning, and as always, welcome back.
Good morning. Good to be back, Andy.
Now, Anne-Marie, you've had a busy week, and, you know, we'll get into what we can get into, but there's definitely never enough time. Now, on the SoCal Restaurant Show, we're always interested in artisan bakeries because over the last decade, there's been a whole movement to improve the quality of bread that's both available in restaurants, and that is bread that is table bread, used in sandwiches, used in crostini, whatever. Also, what you can get at the major supermarkets. And Orange County wasn't behind in terms of this movement with artisan bread. And, you know, from my point of view, I would rather, in a restaurant, pay for a basket of premium artisan bread than have some sort of generic table bread that is brought to you because the restaurant feels that they have an obligation to do that. And, you know, it's just really not worth the calories, honestly. So you recently, for a local magazine, I believe it's called Laguna Beach Magazine, you profiled a rising, no pun intended, artisan bakery here in Orange County that you've seen their trucks. It's actually the official name, I believe, is Bread Artisan Bakery. But when you look at the trucks, if you see them on the freeway, you see bread. So give us a little of the background of this, Anne-Marie, because I believe it is actually a female-owned artisan bread bakery, which is a little unusual.
Yes. The person that Andy's referring to is owner Joni LaFranco. Her and her baker Yannick, and I'm not going to even try his last name because I might butcher it. They are a part of a bigger team that runs the offices, that does the baking, that takes care of recruiting clients. It's a really great operation, but it's spread out in this industrial area of Santa Ana, and they're in the process of expanding, I think, for the umpteenth time already, even though they say we're about to expand the space and it's already full. They so much equipment, so many clients, over 300 clients, I believe, is what I was quoted at the time, including, you know, a theme park, including just many restaurants in the area and LA,
some Anne-Marie, some very high-end restaurants.
Yes. You name it. It could be smaller places, could be much more formal places. I was surprised when she named some of them. I didn't know. My article does name a few places like Marche, Mario's Butcher Shop, Sapphire, and it keeps going and going. The reason I wrote it I contributed to Laguna Beach Magazine was not just because I knew the editor and they asked if I could specifically contribute to their food issue, but Laguna Beach is where Joni LaFranco is from. She left to go to LA for a number of years, came back. Her father ultimately passed away, and what she did was he had a similar business called Breads and Spreads when that business folded, she still wanted the dream that he had to run a successful bakery. And that's where Bread Artisan Bakery, how it came about. In the very near future, though, you kind of alluded to it without realizing, Andy, it's just going to be called Bread. So that might confuse people sometimes if you're talking about bread, but you're talking about the company, not the food.
You know, Anne-Marie, you always got to have a handle. And again, when you look at the prominence of the bread on their trucks, it does look like that is the name of the business. So I think it's logical. Mm-hmm. And also, Anne-Marie, hard to forget. Now, before we move on, the one thing we need to do is your primary outlet is the food writer for cultureoc.org. How often does your column come out typically, and where can our readers access this? And they should understand that cultureoc.org is nonprofit or not for profit, so there's no paywall to get at any of this editorial coverage. And that's a point that I want to emphasize. For cultureoc.org, it's really important with online publications to know what you're dealing with. And there's nothing wrong with an advertorial website as long as the readers understand that there's pay for play. The wonderful thing about cultureoc.org and their editors and their owners and their management team, this ain't pay for play. This is all editorial. So please jump in, Anne-Marie.
Sure. Yes, as Andy was saying, well, cultureoc.org launched in September. It took the group that was formerly the arts and culture team from Voice of OC, and we ultimately want to be our own not-for-profit. And we're currently in the process of expanding the food team because it's a lot of work. It's very time-consuming. And as of now, my column is roughly every other Wednesday, give or take. You know, if there's a holiday we want covered or something special they want me to research.
And I will point out that we're going to be talking about your current column when we come back from the break in the second segment. So definitely stand by. Now, Anne-Marie, also you cover adjacencies to Orange County. And a lot of people really don't know where Long Beach fits in terms of what county it is. There are a lot of people that actually think Long Beach is in Orange County. It is actually on the border of L.A. County and Orange County. But last I knew, it definitely is in LA County. But there is a chef that you follow in Orange County who's a very wonderful chef by the name of Ross Pangilinan. He had a restaurant in the Long Beach Exchange called Remix that the concept just wasn't working to his satisfaction. And what's great about Ross is not only is he a very talented chef, but he's also a very savvy restaurateur and understands the business. So what sometimes he does is create partnerships with chefs that want to have a restaurant of their own that might be wonderful chefs and can create great menus, but don't necessarily know the business side of running a restaurant, minding the lease, all of those things. So don't mean to steal your thunder here, Anne-Marie. With that as background, tell us what has happened at Remix, because it's a very successful happy ending to this.
So what Andy's really referring to is that Remix is still, I guess, what were you saying earlier?
They're the leaseholder.
Thank you, the leaseholder. But who is now, the person that's now occupying it was a runner-up for Hell's Kitchen. Chef Jonathan, I'm going to say his last name wrong, I know it, Bienvenuti. And
Bienvenuti. You know, we're going to make you Italian after all, Anne-Marie.
Seriously. And what it is, well, it started as a pop-up just to see how the community and how locals were going to react to the change. But it is more of an Italian restaurant, comfort food, great wine list, great cocktail list. And I finally got to go out there. I think they'd been open maybe 3 weeks. Price fix menu. The layout's roughly the same, but they have updated the interior to make it more personal to Chef and his partner in crime at the business, Jason.
Excuse me. Now, Anne-Marie, there's a very interesting cocktail on the menu that seems to have been named after you. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
He is referring to, if you go to the restaurant, if you go to Bar Becky, which is the name of the restaurant, formerly Remix, there is a cocktail on their short menu called the Anne Marie. And it's more or less a riff on a New York sour, because someone knows how much I like whiskey, bourbon, rye, whatever you want to call things.
There, Anne-Marie, there are rumors out there for that, yes.
And I think one of the reasons that I happen to have a cocktail named after me was because I did try, when people ask for help, I try. If it's within, you know, my understanding and my reach, and I have people I could turn to for resources and advice, I try. And, you know, the first time I think Jason reached out to me, it didn't really turn up anything. But the second time, I helped introduce him to certain people that may have included Ross, and it, well, you see, you just go to Long Beach Exchange, and it's a great little nook of a restaurant with a patio if you want to be outdoors. And I did very much enjoy the price fix.
Now, Anne-Marie, before we go out to break, we just want to give our listeners a little bit more information. Long Beach Exchange is a fairly sprawling concept. And when most people think about restaurants that are at the Long Beach Exchange, they think about the restaurants that are in the food hall. Bar Becky is not in the food hall. It has its own space, mm-hmm. a very convenient parking right in back, by the way. You know, you can park and you're right there. So just to kind of give you some geographical orientation. When we come back, we are going to talk about Anne-Marie's current column, for cultureoc.org. But before we do that, we're going to be talking about the 10th anniversary of Water Table Restaurant at the Hyatt Regency Huntington Beach. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce. Back before you know it.